This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis's big land use bill meant to boost housing production is in doubt at the state capitol. So he's been hitting the road trying to generate support. He met with restaurant workers and Centennial yesterday.
It's really a huge need in our state to be able to make sure that we have housing opportunities for rent and also for purchase, kind of homes $200,000 to $300,000 range that people can afford to buy near where jobs are.
The original bill would have required local governments to allow more duplexes, townhomes and apartments, but the latest version has dropped that mandate. Colorado Springs voters will choose between the top two mayoral candidates in the coming weeks. None of the 12 candidates got more than 50% of the vote in the April election, so now it's a runoff between Wayne Williams and Yemi Mobolade. Williams says he's committed to smart economic growth.
I am the candidate who can deliver that, partially because I'm the only candidate that's actually ever had any elected executive experience.
Voters must cast another ballot for the race regardless of whether they voted in the April election. Ballots must be returned to the city clerk's office or a 24/7 drop box by 7 p.m. on election day, which is Tuesday, May 16th. Like many animal shelters across the state, Denver's has seen an alarming spike in people surrendering pets. The city is asking people to try finding unwanted animals a new home instead of bringing them to the shelter. And now's a great time to adopt or foster. Large dog fees have dropped to $20 at the shelter. As always, just make sure you have the time and resources to care for your new friend before making a commitment. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is a breezy day in parts of the Front Range. Rain can be expected later this evening.